but not involved in those children.
No, I don't think I did.
Okay, and if you want to know everything a man said in his speech, you might ask, blank did he say?
What did he say?
Would you ever say what all?
No.
Okay, that's all of those. If nobody else will look out for them, they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, he'd better do it
for himself.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to be discussing food for a few pages. What's made of flour and baked in a loaf?
Bread.
What are some types of bread made in loaves?
Whole wheat bread. You're talking like raisin bread.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Granola bread.
Mm-hmm.
Banana nut bread. We'll get into this.
Well, what are some types that are not made in loaves?
Some types of bread.
Little round things.
Like cupcakes or muffins. Rolls.
Well, things you might have in the morning. You might make a plate of hot.
Oh, hot cakes? Or...
Well, that was coming up later.
We don't say that. I don't say that word. Oh, pancakes you're talking about, or...
That's not what I was thinking about right then. I was thinking about things that you make out of baking powder, or you get them out of a can that you spread butter on or pour gravy over.
Rolls. Biscuits.
It was actually biscuits I was trying to describe there, but there are any kinds of bread, really.
Okay.
Anything is acceptable here. How about things made of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
Corn muffins.
Mm-hmm.
Corn sticks.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Anything like, what's a corn pone?
I don't hear that term very often, and I'm not exactly sure what the distinction is. I don't know.
Okay, what's a hoe cake?
I don't know.
Ever hear of a corn dodger?
Yeah.
What's that?
I think that's just I think it's just cornbread, but it's made into a biscuit or whatever, and it's just, I think they just carry it. People used to carry it for distances or whatever.
And you call it?
A corn dodger.
Okay. How about the little things that you might eat with fish that are made of cornmeal and fried in deep fat?
Hush puppy.
Mm-hmm. That's not the same as a corn dodger.
Not that I know of, but...
Okay.
The only corn dodger I've ever heard of is in the movies, you know, with the cowboys, whatever, I don't know.
Uh-huh. Let's see, if you talked about two kinds of bread, homemade bread versus...
Store-bought bread.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the pancakes. Is that your only term for those? You said you would not say hotcakes.
I don't say hotcakes, and I don't say flapjacks.
Mm-hmm. So pancakes is the term. Let's see. What about a sweet thing that you might eat for breakfast that has a hole in the middle?
A donut.
Mm-hmm. How about a kind that's rectangular?
A waffle.
It's a donut. A kind of donut.
Turnover. Or.
All right. Suppose it has jelly in it.
So what if it does? No.
What would you call a donut with jelly in it?
Jelly-filled donut, or
yes.
Donut-filled donut.
What?
A filled donut.
Okay. And then how about one that's twisted?
A twisted donut. I mean, the donut's
a
donut.
Why not?
It's,
mm-hmm.
It is coffee cake or whatever, but that's a whole other thing.
What is coffee cake? That was the next question, really.
Okay. Coffee cake's bread that's got like either cinnamon or jelly or something rolled up into it, incorporated in it,
mm-hmm.
and baked like a loaf of bread.
Mm, it's loaf-shaped.
Yeah, loaf-shaped or round-shaped or whatever, but it's donuts within themselves.
Suppose it's like coffee cake, only it's an individual piece instead of being a whole round thing.
Pastry.
Okay.
Or Danish.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what is the sweet stuff that you might spread on cake or on coffee cake?
Jelly.
Well, this is...
Or...
Like
made an icing?
With, yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that, would that be your term
yeah.
for it, icing? What about the same stuff on donuts? This is, would be thinner, I guess.
I guess a glaze.
Okay. And then you, if you went to the store, this is a weight, to buy two what of flour?
Pounds.
Mm-hmm. And what is the stuff that makes bread rise?
Yeast.
Mm-hmm. And the inside part of the egg,
Yolk.
And what color is it?
Yellow.
Okay. And if you cook those in hot water, what do you call them?
Hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah. And how about if you just cracked them and then let them fall out of the shell into the hot water?
Yuck.
There might be a little pan.
Okay.
The water would boil
okay,
underneath.
Poached.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And how about the kind of meat that you might boil with greens?
A ham bone.
Well, this might not have any lean on it at all. It might be just fat.
Ham fat or ham juice.
Would you use words like fatback or sow belly?
Fatback, I consider, well, the ham breast that I would use and the grease would already have been cooked on another ham. Fatback, I consider raw.